Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When there's workers that are coming over to do something to our home, say this: let me talk to my husband first, and then I'll take. No. They're coming over to look at something. Okay, they come look at something. Next time I come home, there's fucking holes in my wall. Fucking shit getting dug up in the backyard.
Yeah.
Just like, so she gave me a heads up about it. I'm like, perfect. Like, perfect.
Thanks. Also, let me talk to my wife or let me talk to my husband is great because that buys you some time,
yeah,
too.
Yes. Yeah, but that's something like...
It's like, Larry, we got to think about this.
She don't do that. No. That's why this morning before I left, I said, baby, I know he's coming over here. I said, I need you to do me a favor. I said, okay. This is the code word for today. Let me check with my husband first. But obviously, she did that. The guy's there. He's coming to fix something on the roof so it won't leak. And he's a listener.
There you go.
Yep.
My mom had a guy come over to her condo, must have been Monday, to look at the AC because her AC's been out for months, which is not great.
Right.
Now, she hadn't been there for a lot of it, but then they were here for almost the whole month of September, and it was hot.
Yeah.
So we went over there one time, and I was like, geez, guys, this is fucking crazy. And she's like, yeah, they haven't come fix it yet. And I was like, oh, this sucks. I'm out of here. I'm going to go to my house where we have air conditioning. But the guy that came and looked at it was a listener. And she was listening to the show. This was yesterday, I think. And she was listening to the show. And the guy was like, oh, what are you listening to? She's like, oh, I'm listening to my son's radio show. And he was like, I know this radio show.
There it is right
I
here.
Know you.
There it is right here. Baby, can you shout him out?
There you go.
Yes.
Is he giving you a discount?
Yeah, he kind of is.
Good.
Yeah, he kinda is.
Does that make him speed up?
But no, he didn't get no damn discount. The home warranty people paying it. Whatever the people are called.
He better be doing something better than like
the way he described.
Yeah, we need that midday show.
Yeah,
the way like extra effort.
Yeah, the way he's
elbow grease.
The way he's describing it, it sounds like it's okay.
What like what has happened? Your roof is leaking
because of all that rain or something. Something happened on the backside of the house. And there's a guest room right there that I don't ever go in. Only people sleep in that room is when we have visitors. Mm-hmm. And so I think she was asleep or something, and I went to get me a shirt because I have shirts in that closet that's in there. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And so it's just, you know, it leaked through. And so it's, I guess I'm assuming that the guys who came last year didn't do the job properly.
Mm.
And so he's going to replace all the shingles right there. And then put like this thing that covers it up so it won't happen again.
That's always the worst part about a leaky roof is the only way to know is if it leaks.
Yes.
Like there's no other way to test it than if there's a huge rainstorm.
Yep.
We built that walk-in closet in our bedroom years back. We hadn't gotten a new roof yet. And we finished it all, and it looked great. We're so proud of it and all that stuff. And then the first big rain went in there, and there's just a bubble of, like, paint. Because the paint was so fresh, the latex was stretching and intact. Yeah. But there was just basically a water balloon, like the size of a watermelon, in one of the corners. And I was like, that's full of water. That's crazy. Luckily, it all stayed in there. I just poked a hole and drained it, and we were having the roof replaced pretty soon anyway. But it was like, wow, that is
the most,
it's a lot of water.
The worst, especially being a homeowner, that's one of the things that sucks the most. Not only just having to maintain shit like that, but discovering a leak.
Water is the worst shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Water is the worst shit ever, man.
Yeah, tell the people of North Carolina about water. It means business.
Yeah, water is the worst shit ever, man.
Yeah.
I was, dude.
All it wants to do, it wants the earth to be flat.
Yeah.
So it wants to wreck everything.
All that goddamn, all these new videos coming out up there, man. It's unreal. I saw a house float go down a stream. A damn whole house just.
Mm-hmm. Water causes more trouble than fire? Yeah, it does probably.
Over time,
yeah. 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 Because the house, that shit can leak for it.
Water will eventually make a mountain range go away. Yeah. You know? Like the Appalachian Mountains are as old as anything. I mean, they're hundreds of thousands of years old. The Appalachian Mountains used to be as tall as the Himalaya Mountains 100,000 years ago.
Right.
Because of water and wind. Exactly. Like, it'll carve a canyon into the earth, or make the Himalaya Mountains look like the Appalachian Mountains. Like, or whatever. Devastate a town. Take your house away. It's crazy. There's no doubt about it. But you're right, Bo. There's costs that you never even thought about in life when you buy a house. It's like, wait, how much does it cost to get a tree removed? Fuck.
I saw a video this morning that said, would you rather have a $2,400 a month rent or a $2,400 a month mortgage?
I mean, there has to be more context, that's what
he
did, right?
Yeah, because he said,
oh, because it's the cost of the house?
No, basically, because you can, because of the ability to get out of the $2,400.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, but in the long run.
But we're fixed 30 on the house.
Yeah.
You're fixed 30 on the house. Right. But
now you can sell the house.
You can sell the house, right.
You're probably going to end up making a profit off of the house.
It was two millennial little fuckers.
Yeah. I
mean, don't want to buy a house.
Mortgage. Yeah. It's got to be mortgage. Probably
mortgage.
But ownership of land is always better than not.
Yeah. It's pretty unlikely that you're not going to make money. Sure. Of course it is.
We're going to look at two places today. I'm leaning towards a townhouse over a house just because
the maintenance, yard, and all that stuff, everything.
Still own it. Still own every bit of it, all the inside. You just have to pay somebody to mow the little piece. I'm doing almost a townhouse by a park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to look at two houses today.
Townhouses are great investments.
They are
because we have one down there, one up here, and they just don't got to worry about it. But you got
to
get
good tenants.
Tenants are hard to find.
Oh yeah,
sure.
That's why I learned this lesson when we first started renting out properties. Don't try your best not to hire. I mean, not to rent to a single person. Families are more likely. To be on point with,
and they'll probably stay longer too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, property managers take care of all that.
Yeah, no, that's the move someday when we're a little older and kind of, well, townhouse.
Yeah.
Like when kids grow up and graduate and out of the house and all that stuff, yeah, just get a townhouse near like you said, like a park, but then also kind of close to like a downtown area or whatever. Yeah, the only hard part is as you get older, my grandparents had a cool townhouse.
Stairs.
It's a lot of stairs.
No fucking stairs.
Yeah, they sold their townhouse because
the stairs to get up to the fucking front door.
Yeah.
And then the stairs to get all the way up.
Because every townhouse is like three stories.
Yes.
You got your garage, you got your main floor, you got your bedrooms upstairs. Man. So, yeah, but they got a little older and they were like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. It was a great townhouse, too. Right. It was really cool.
But that's the thing, boys, the fucking stairs.
Yep.
Because it's going to take my 12 to 15 steps to go get in
just to get in the house every time.
Yes,
you gotta hire movers for that, trying to get upstairs with dressers and beds in that maze.
It's a fucking pain.
That's why my dad and stepmom, even they moved out of their house in Ackworth because it was a nice house, but it was pretty narrow and tall, and they got a one story
after we moved in to the townhouse in Peachtree Corners. We went to go move out. We're like, all right, fuck this. We're hiring somebody. First time we ever hired somebody to
move us.
It's so convenient to hire movers.
It is.
Outside of them just saran wrapping on your drawers, which they tell you to leave all the shit in them.
Yeah.
Then they tump it on its side.
Yeah.
You hear all your shit just freaking tumbling into these cracks and shit.
Yeah. Outside of that part of it.
Yeah, we did it for all the big stuff. Like, yeah. we did the boxes and stuff, but we had them do all the beds and the couches and
breaking down beds. Because I always, and it never fails, I always strip the screw.
Oh yeah!
I always strip the screw.
Yeah,
every single time, never fails.
I think the screws they have are weak.
They gotta be.
I think they got weak metal in them.
Like, why is this screw strip?
Why it shouldn't have stripped so easy? I didn't twist it that hard.
Motherfucker, damn IKEA, damn shits. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.